3-2 News. Thanks to station sponsor Spannenberg & Son, your home renovation and extension specialist since 1971. Visit www.yourhomeextension.com.au.
I'm out of pause. Federal police have seized $28 million worth of drugs in separate hauls over a 48-hour period. One man allegedly had more than 6 kilograms of cocaine strapped to his groin. Another man was then caught allegedly trying to smuggle meth in his underwear and socks. Both foreign nationals have been charged, refused bail, and will appear in court again in November. Iran says Israel will regret its recent bombing raids in Lebanon, which have claimed a key operative. The leader of Hezbollah, Hassan Nasrallah, has been killed in an airstrike. Iran has long backed the terrorist group, and the death is seen as a blow to its influence in the Middle East. Speaking on Iranian TV, Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei says Israel's actions is short-sighted.
The entire resistance forces across the region stand by Hezbollah and support it. Resistance forces, led by the proud Hezbollah, are the ones who will decide the fate of this region.
That translation thanks to Sky UK. The New South Wales government is under pressure to make sure the state schools are safe. The Education Department says assaults have doubled in the past year. Teachers are worried about the growing use of weapons in schools. The worst area is the Tuggerah Lakes region on the state's central coast, followed by Maitland. Western Australian police are investigating whether a bone that washed up on a popular beach is human. The discovery was made by an off-duty officer at Cottesloe Beach yesterday morning. The bone is 40 centimetres long and looks similar to a femur. Earth will soon get its own mini-moon. A 10-metre asteroid known as 2024 PT5 will enter the Earth's orbit today. Astrophysicist Dr. Laura Dreesen says the rock will stay for a while, but not forever.
Because of the way that it's moving in the orbit around the Sun in a similar distance to Earth and the speed that it's travelling, Earth is going to gravitationally capture it. So it's actually going to be captured for 57 days in our gravity.
In sports, Swan star Isaac Heaney has revealed he took a stress fracture in his ankle into the AFL Grand Final, won by the Brisbane Lions 120-60. Heaney was well below his best in the heavy defeat. Nathan Cleary is playing down fears about his shoulder after the Panthers qualified for a fifth straight NRL Grand Final. Penrith overpowering Cronulla 26-6 in slippery conditions at a core stadium in Sydney. Cleary was seen clutching at his troublesome shoulder near full time, but says he is a certainty to play in next week's decider against the Melbourne Storm.
Yeah, it's all good. Just a little knock at the end, but ended up playing out the next two sets and felt fine, so all sweet.
Sharks forward Toby Rudolph is facing a 1-2 match ban after being charged with tripping Panthers captain Isaiah Yeo. England star Cole Palmer has become the first player to score 4 first-half goals in a Premier League game as Chelsea beat Brighton 4-2. Golf and Team USA has taken an 11-7 lead over the internationals in the President's Cup. And Jorge Martinez claimed pole for tonight's MotoGP Indonesian Grand Prix. Aussie Jack Miller will start in 16th. That is the latest in news and sport.
Hope 103.2 with you in the hustle and bustle of life.
Here's a story about two stories from station sponsor Spannenberg & Son. David and Jenny wanted to help their son and daughter-in-law by having them move in with them, but space was limited, especially with the new baby. Spannenberg suggested the perfect solution, a first floor addition. With in-house design and approvals, plus their personal site project manager, it was a convenient one-stop shop. Add a story to your story. Inquire today to get your personal appraisal at yourhomeextension.com.au.
Hollywood Smile. Earlwood style. Get the smile you love at Earlwood Dental Care. We take care of everything dental, from general dental care to Invisalign, braces, veneers and implants, including all on four. And we accept all health funds and afterpay. Smile with confidence wherever you are. Runway, school day or cafe. Station sponsor, Earlwood Dental Care. Healthy teeth, happy smiles. Visit earlwooddentalcare.com.au to make an appointment.
In Campbelltown, we've got a breakdown southbound on the Hume at the off-ramp to Narellan Road. Blacktown, there's some major roadworks due to an earlier incident on Balmoral Street between Newton Road and Bungarabee Road. And in Millers Point, roadworks closing Lavender Street eastbound between Middlemore Street and the Pacific Highway. Take the family way next school holidays with Flight Centre. 5 nights on Daydream Island from $2,699 with over $1,000 of bonus value. Book now. Station sponsor. I'm Thomas. That's the latest Sydney traffic on Hope 103.2.
Hope 103.2.
Is there any path to understand, or is it just a mystery? just calling the Polo Limited on Hope 103.2, and an unexpected hero is being honoured by a Hollywood star on the Walk of Fame. This is someone you wouldn't believe. I didn't believe it myself either. And we're going to talk about it after Duran Duran. This is Ordinary World.
Warming up, and so is Hope 103.2.
When you start seeing the green, but I think it's all about what you choose. The way you live your life depends on you. That's when I realized I want to make a difference. Change other people's lives, give hope even for a moment. Use my name for good and change the game I could. Because to make it you think I gotta act a certain way. Be a little bit insane, live a little, it's okay. I guess we have different definitions of living, but you'll twist my words anyway. Say that I'm naive, like I don't have a past. You're the one being deceived, I see right behind the mask. Trying to stir me up and get me mad. That's why, because happiness is all I have. So you'll find me at church, but that don't mean I can't cause trouble. Stir up a little scene, cause isn't that what you want? For me to mess up, so you could dress up some story. Saying Tori, this will sell more records, but I'd rather make them yawn than be a pawn on your chessboard. So call me boring, call me cookie cutter, call me what you want. And matter of fact, just say it loud and don't stutter, cause I know who I am, yeah, I'm still the same. Just a California girl with big dreams, thinking maybe they'll let me sing songs about real things. And baby, who knows, maybe I could sell out shows without taking off my clothes. God made me sexy, I don't care if only I know.
Thank you. the first time I called you Lord.
It was late in the summer when a northeast breeze sang like a song through the oak trees. Pennsylvania, she kinda caught my soul, which had me a little more open to close. Walls I built, opinions I learned, covered in the ashes, the bridges I burned, blind to the arrow that was headed to my heart. But you hit the mark.
When
that's Toby Mac on Hope 103.2. And fans of Batman, you're going to be pleased to hear that the character is being honored with a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, making him the first superhero ever to receive one. And when I say Batman, I don't mean, you know, Michael Keaton. I don't mean Robert Pattinson. I don't mean George Clooney, whoever it is that you're thinking of. I don't mean the celebrity themselves. I mean the character. And Batman has been around for 85 years. This is his 85th year. And so they decided to honor him with a star. But he isn't the first fictional character to receive one, because Mickey Mouse was honored with one in 1978.
Hope
103.2. What is it, Doc?
Well, your temperature's rising. Hope 103.2 looks like you have spring fever.
Spring fever comes to everyone.
Yep. We've got spring fever, which may explain the incredible sponsorship offers we've come up with. There are some amazing discounted packages available right now that you can use straight away or anytime up until the end of February next year. We've developed these packages to fit with your marketing plans. You use them when you're ready.
Watch that fever.
Take advantage of our spring feverish offers today. Check out the details at hope1032.com.au.
It costs you nothing but a little bit of time. Station sponsor Catholic Care is looking for volunteers who can offer just 1 hour every 2 weeks. If you're in Western Sydney, Blue Mountains, the Hills or Hawkesbury regions, you can make a world of difference to an isolated elderly person. Catholic Care provides all the training so you can bring joy into an older person's life. 1 hour a fortnight. It's not much, is it? To become a volunteer visitor, just search Catholic Care Western Sydney.
Commuting from the Central Coast can be hard on the family. You want to make sure the kids are happy and secure each day. Station sponsor Little Coasties Kindergarten aims to provide a caring and positive atmosphere that creates a warm, happy and secure environment where children can learn and play. In fact, when we asked the experts what they thought about Little Coasties, they said... Visit littlecoasties.com.
What do you like to eat?
Chocolate.
Hope 103.2.
I wish that I could fly.
3-2.
Most of the time we're simply hanging on, and under the signs of how we all behave,
we might find the place where we belong.
You are my ecosystem. You are the air I'm breathing. In the endless wasteland, you are my rushing fountain. You are my ecosystem. No matter what the weather, you are my better option. No matter what I'm facing, you are. No more, you're holding my arms when I'm battle torn. Oasis within me, you're the oasis within me. You are colors in the sky before he rains. In the thick of the night, you're the break of day. Oasis within me, you're the oasis within. The thing I've needed in each and every season, and I really mean it. Yeah, I really mean it. And you will walk on the rock and I'll thirst no more. You're holding my arms when I'm battle torn. Oasis within me, you're the oasis within me. You are colors in the sky before he rains. In the thick of the night, you're the break of. It's you, you are my escape. You are water from the rock and I'll thirst no more. You're holding my arms when I'm battle torn. Oasis within me, you're the oasis within me. You are colors in the sky after 40 rains. In the thick of the night, you're the break of day. Oasis within me, you're the oasis.
That's Callie here on Hope 103.2 and 0448402020. Send me a text if there is an advent calendar that you are normally purchasing or you're thinking of getting for this year. What is it? Because there is a bluey one that people are talking about online and it looks like it's probably going to sell out. So get in quick and get your advent calendars. But yeah, I want to know from you, what is the ultimate advent calendar from you that you purchase every year or you're thinking of purchasing for the first time this year?
Oh, no. The latest season of Money, Faith and Finance podcast has wrapped up. But here's the good news. Bonus episodes.
For you, including how to be smarter with money and your burning questions answered.
Hey, I'm Ben from the Money, Faith and Finance podcast. You can always share a back episode with a mate, rate, review it. Join the Money, Faith and Finance Facebook group. Almost 600 members. And Money, Faith and Finance podcast will be back Season 6 real soon.
The end of an era. After over 60 years selling quality Italian furniture, Brescia Furniture is closing its doors and saying goodbye. A once-in-a-lifetime sale. Everything must go. Leather and fabric lounges, dining suites, bedroom furniture and accessories priced to clear. Your chance to buy unmistakable Italian luxury at the lowest prices. Come in store to Brescia Furniture closing sale now on 119 Cabramatta Road, Cabramatta.
Station sponsor. At Worldshare, we believe that Jesus came to give life to the fullest. And yet today, people across the world are suffering in poverty, struggling to survive and living without hope. That's why for over 80 years, WorldShare has been transforming lives, breaking the cycle of poverty and restoring hope through education, health programs and sharing the gospel. To find out how you can transform lives through Jesus' love, go to worldshare.org.au. Station sponsor.
Recently, I reread the story of Joshua and the walls of Jericho, where they marched around the city for 7 days and on the seventh day gave a trumpet call and shout and the walls came down. This story is not just an ancient tale. It is a testament to the power and faithfulness of God in our lives today. It teaches us that no wall is too high, no obstacle too great, and no promise too far out of reach when we place our trust in God. Just as the walls of Jericho fell because God declared they would, His promises to us today are just as certain, unswerving, and exceedingly precious. The Israelites' victory was a direct result of their obedience to God's instructions. They could have marched, blown horns, and shouted without end. But without God's power, the walls would have remained. We are reminded that we need God in every aspect of our lives, our battles, our relationships, our careers, and our families. Be encouraged. With God, the impossible becomes possible. I'm Heidi Wiseman from HopeWithHeidi.com.
To hear this again, head to hope1032.com.au and check out the segments page.
Standing in a line, wondering why it don't move, trying to get ahead, watching people break the rules. Maybe the man in charge doesn't like my face, but then this world's not always good, and nothing's real but love. Nothing's real. As we joke around like fools, see who can be the worst, watch what I can do. But then the door gets slammed right in my face, and I guess this world's not always good, and nothing's real.
Speaking hope into your lives.
I'd take a thousand memories on the road with me, so we never forget. It's been a good year, it'll be a long day before we lay our heads down to rest. And if those tears come rolling down, I'll pull you close to me, tell you we'll be back there again. Won't be together we're home.
Sam Romans on Hope 103.2 and 0 to 4 8 40 2020. We're talking advent calendars. What is it for you? I personally enjoy snacks. I think like an M&M or like a Maltesers advent calendar, but I've seen some really, really bougie designer advent calendars. They're things like Gucci and Christian Dior, and they do like mini perfume samples and little lipstick samples and stuff like that. And that I think would be worth it if I was willing to spare with that much money for samples. Unfortunately for me, I am not. But I want to hear from you. 0448 40 2020, your advent calendar of choice.
Sydney's Hope 103.2.
I'm Sherry from Living Hope Funerals. Losing someone you love can be overwhelming, I know. That's why we're here, to serve your family with genuine Christian care. We look after every detail, listen and be supportive to bring you a real sense of hope, comfort and God's love, making a very hard time that tiny bit easier.
Celebrate a life well lived with station sponsor Living Hope Funerals. Search livinghopefunerals.com.au.
If you want to make a difference in the lives of people living with a disability, talk to Nova Employment. Station sponsor Nova Employment provide a government-funded disability employment service and are recruiting staff right now. We have a range of positions currently available within our high-performing team across Sydney. We offer attractive remuneration packages and a positive, rewarding work environment, making a real difference every day. Visit novaemployment.com.au to apply.
You don't need first aid skills until you do.
It's okay. I've got you.
Learn how to save a life from qualified and experienced paramedics with over 50 years combined experience. First Aid Every Day offers hands-on and hybrid course delivery, ensuring you walk away with the knowledge and confidence to treat all types of injuries and medical emergencies. Visit firstaideveryday.com.au to book. And let's learn how to save lives together.
Station sponsor.
We'd like to show you what's dangerous about Australian rivers, but we can't. You can't see ice-cold water, snags like tree branches or strong currents, but they can be lethal. Although our rivers are beautiful, more Australians drown here than anywhere else. So please, wear a life jacket, avoid alcohol around water, never swim alone, and learn how to save a life. It's simple. Respect the river. For more information, visit royallifesaving.com.au/respect the river.
Hope 1032.
Falling into you, baby, in electricity, can't compare to what I feel when I'm with you. Oh, baby, giving up my ghost for you, now I'm seeing.
electric, baby. So electric, baby. Wanna let you know Think I'm ready, baby. Think I'm ready now. Electricity, I'm flying into you. Electric, baby.
Stop and smell the flowers.
Sorry.
And listen to Hope 1032.
Could you pass me a tissue?
Hope 1032 News. Thanks to station sponsor Spannenberg & Son, your home renovation and extension specialist since 1971. Visit www.yourhomeextension.com.au.
I'm Alexander Nimmo. Thousands of Lions fans have braved the wet weather to celebrate Brisbane's triumphant premiership at Melbourne's Brunswick Street Oval. Off just a couple of hours of sleep, players were presented to screaming fans at the team's spiritual home in Fitzroy. Players are now boarding a chartered flight ahead of celebrations continuing in Brisbane this afternoon. These fans waiting more than an hour in wet weather to stock up on premiership merchandise.
See the players only a few metres away, so yeah, that was pretty special. Just got to see them all roll in, so yeah, it was great. Hats, shirts, all the premiership sort of stuff, so yeah.
Over $300, but...
What? You spent over $300?
Yeah, I did.
Don't tell Dad.
Yeah, don't tell Dad, I know. You'll find out on the credit card statement, that's for sure.
Public and private schools are seeing a surge in reports of assaults. New crime statistics shows there's been more than 2,000 incidents in the state over the year to June. There's also been a rise in reports of intimidation, stalking and harassment over the past decade. Queensland's opposition has promised to remove so-called patient tax if elected next month. The LNP says it would remove payroll tax on GPs, saving Queenslanders up to $30 every time they visit the doctor. The move could cost $100 million, but has been supported by the Royal Australian College of GPs and the Primary Care Business School. The New South Wales government is defending changes to the police compensation scheme. More than 300 officers have declared themselves unfit for work over the past 6 weeks. This move comes as lump sum payouts will come to an end in favour of staggered ones. Police Minister Yasmin Cattley says the changes are necessary.
When we came into government, we found the existing scheme was broken. And of course, there were these significant tax implications.